It's John chapter 15, and I'll be reading verses 1 to 17. So it's Jesus speaking to his disciples. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I've told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything I have learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command: love each other. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Lord Jesus Christ, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. O Lord Jesus Christ, my rock and my redeemer, praise your name. Amen. Right. Unlimited access. 24/7. Unlimited access. When we were discussing this, before Christmas I think it was, I said, well, what does that look like? Unlimited access. What does that look like? And I thought, well, let's take it back in time, shall we? Let's take it back in time to what was before we had this unlimited access. The theology of prayer as access. So we have Yahweh, the Lord God Almighty, this omnipresent God, the Lord God Almighty. You can't run away from him. You can't get away from him. He's in every place in the universe. And you've also got the throne room where the Most High dwells, the throne room of God Almighty. And it's just so holy, so righteous. And the access was denied because of us, We messed up. Back in time, we messed up. We let sin come into the world. We rebelled. Century after century of filth and sin just piled in. And a holy God could not observe this. So, the holy throne of God was put behind a curtain. And so the centuries passed. And you get the odd glimpse of the glory of God through prophets like Moses and Daniel and Isaiah, all these wondrous prophets, and they get a glimpse just through the curtain of this Almighty God. But they still can't get that access to the throne of God fully. So, God does the thing, the ultimate thing. If you want a job done properly, you've got to do it yourself. And so, not only does he send an amazing person to make access, because there's just no one out there. Not one is righteous. So God decides he's going to have to step from behind the curtain himself. And so into history walks Jesus of Nazareth, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but a bit disguised at first. But as he preaches, as he teaches, more and more of this light of the throne room of God can be seen. And our reading today was in Greek, meno. Abide, remain, live, dwell in me. And you can have that access to God. It's almost as though all along it's from our end that we're constantly limiting this access to God. But then Jesus does the ultimate thing. He dies. And all the filth, the sin, the wrongdoing of century after century before and after is piled on him. And just as he breathes his last, with all the weight of the sin on his body, he cries, "It is finished!" But it's not a cry of defeat. It's a cry of triumph. Because then that curtain in the throne room of God is rent asunder from God to man. A wonderful theatrical device. The curtain's open. And there is access for all time. The unlimited access bought by him who said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me." Now, as I go along with my relationship with Jesus, there's that lovely hymn, Amazing Grace. And I always think, I could put in brackets, amazing, taken for granted, grace. Because I always go along with my life, time after time after time. And I wander off, do my own thing, and then, oops, things go wrong again. So, I want Jesus, my personal bodyguard, to come along and sort it out. I want to get onto the bat phone. Call for Jesus. "Look, Jesus, stop whatever you're doing. Slide down the bat pole. Come and rescue me." Or even worse, Jesus is my own personal genie in a bottle, to do my whim. And Jesus made God so accessible, so touchable. He sat and ate with people that most of us here would, ooh, no. But Jesus, he came and ate with the lowest of the low. And we just take it for granted of this personal God. And we forget that he's King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Majesty. He said after his resurrection, all authority in heaven and earth belongs to me. Not just a bit of it. If you want an ultimate authority in the universe, it stops with Jesus Christ. You're not going to get higher. Because he is the Lord God Almighty incarnate. And it just always strikes me that when I sit down to have a quiet time with Jesus, I don't give him the time and the access he deserves. If Queen Elizabeth visited my flat, would I dream about doing this? All right, Madge, I'll be with you in a minute. You just wouldn't do it, would you? It'd be the height of disrespect. So doesn't Jesus deserve that same time? And because of what Jesus did, I have this beautiful image which Jesus gave us of the Father. Now, yesterday, Sam wasn't well. So, I was at home, and it was Zach and me. And it was the most precious time, a daddy day. And just as I was sort of sat there with Zach, it's like the day starts. I'm just lying in bed. Then the tannoy goes, Dada! Dada! And it just warms my heart. It's amazing. He wants me, you know. He wants to make contact with me. He knows I'm in the flat. You know, he knows I'm home. So when he comes and we take him out and do his favourite pastime eating. And then another of his favourite pastimes is sitting on Daddy's lap and showing him these books, reading these wondrous stories. Daddy time. And even yesterday, just as Zacharias was sat in there pointing out these wonderful things to me, God gave me this beautiful vision. He said, that's what I want. I'm Abba, Father, Daddy. I want some daddy time with you. I want to sit on your lap. And these books that I've read with Zach, I've read them hundreds and hundreds of times with him. But I don't care. And when you get God Almighty, there's nothing that he hasn't seen. But he just delights to see this access as a father. And Jesus very much used children as a note of excellence in a relationship with God. In Matthew chapter 18 verse 2 he said, he called a little child and had him stand amongst them. And he said, I tell you the truth. Unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. You've got to see again the kingdom of God through the eyes of a child. Yes, all the books on theology are wonderful and marvelous. But we have to keep coming back to the Father behind the theology. One of the books I read with Zach yesterday made me blub a bit. And it's the Lord's Prayer. And it's written by the people who wrote the Jesus Storybook Bible. And we're all guilty, aren't we, with the Lord's Prayer. We often go through it a bit parrot fashion, don't we? But the disciples, the followers in Jesus' day, they said, Jesus, how do we pray? How do we have this access to God? How do we do it? And Jesus gave us this blueprint. But it's a rewritten for children. But I think as I read it, you take it to your hearts as children of God. I think it will go with you. Hello, Daddy. We want to know you and be close to you. Please show us how. Make everything in the world right again, and in our hearts too. Do what is best, just like you do in heaven. And please, do it down here too. Please give us everything we need today. Forgive us for doing wrong, for hurting you. Forgive us just as we forgive other people when they hurt us. Rescue us. We need you. We don't want to keep running away and hiding from you. Keep us safe from our enemies. You're strong, God. You can do whatever you want. You are in charge. Now and forever and for always. We think you're great. Amen. Yes, we do. Praise his name. So, if you want unlimited access to the Lord God Almighty, why not book yourself in for a Daddy Day? Thank you.